Tel Be'ezah Hashem learned Daf Nun Dalet of Masechtas Menachas. Some of the topics we're learning about include a machlokes regarding the shear of an item whose size changed. The kamois shahayu misharin. We go with the item's original size, or kamois shei misharinan. We go with the item's current size. The Gemara applies this machlokes to the following three halachas. Minchas chayte. There's a machlokes whether one may pour water into the flour of the minchas chayte before kemitza. Tumas eichlin. Tuma of food, which requires a kebeya the size of an egg to cause tumah. And the Gemara discusses the halacha if the size of a piece of meat changed from less than a kebeya to a kebeya, or from a kebeya to less than a kebeya, whether it still conveys tumah. Meiser. Regarding meiser, produce is measured by volume. However, it can also be measured by count or weight, because on average, 10% of the count or weight will equal 10% of the volume. However, as Rashi explains, where we have both fresh figs and dried figs, the count and volume will not be equal, because a dried fig is approximately half the size of a fresh fig. And the Braisa discusses the halacha of one who separates teinim, fresh figs, for geregris, dry figs, or vice versa, whether he separates them by minyan, count, or by midah, volume. Amar Rabbi b'maisrus, peiresa misukanim, u'maisresa mukukalim. If one separates maaser more than 10%, the maaser is valid only to make the remaining fruits permissible, but parts of the fruits that he separates as maaser remain tevel because one cannot separate more than 10%.